I found Bill up in his room. He was shaving.
Oh, yes, he told me all about it last night, Bill said. He's a great little confider. He said he had a date with Brett at San Sebastian.
The lying bastard.
Oh, no, said Bill. Don't get sore. Don't get sore at this stage of the trip. How did you ever happen to know this fellow, anyway?
Don't rub it in.
Bill looked around, half-shaved, and then went on talking into the mirror while he lathered his face.
Didn't you send him with a letter to me in New York last winter? Thank God I'm a traveling man. Haven't you got some more Jewish friends you could bring along?
He rubbed his chin with his thumb, looked at it, and then started scraping again.
You've got some fine ones yourself.
Oh, yes, I got some darbs.
But not alongside of this Robert Cohn. The funny thing is, he's nice, too. I like him, but he's just so awful.
He can be damn nice.
I know it. That's the terrible part.
I laughed.
Yes, go on and laugh, said Bill. You weren't out with him last night until 2 o'clock.
Was he very bad?
Awful. What's all this about him and Brett anyway? Did she ever have anything to do with him?
He raised his chin up and pulled it from side to side.
Sure. She went down to San Sebastian with him.
What a damn fool thing to do. Why did she do that?
She wanted to get out of town, and she can't go anywhere alone. She said she thought it would be good for him.
What bloody fool things people do. Why didn't she go up with some of her own people, or you?
He slurred that over.
Or me? Why not me?
He looked at his face carefully in the glass, put a big dab of lather on each cheekbone.
It's an honest face. It's a face any woman would be safe with.
She'd never seen it.
She should have. All women should see it. It's a face that ought to be thrown on every screen in the country. Every woman ought to be given a copy of this face as she leaves the altar. Mothers should tell their daughters about this face, my son.
He pointed the razor at me.
Go west with this face and grow up with the country.
He ducked down to the bowl, rinsed his face with cold water, put on some alcohol, and then looked at himself carefully in the glass, pulling down his long upper lip.
My God, he said, isn't it an awful face?
He looked in the glass.
And as for this Robert Cohn, Bill said, he makes me sick and he can go to hell, and I'm damn glad he's staying here so we won't have him fishing with us.
You're damn right.
We're going trout fishing in the Irati River, and we're going to get tight now at lunch on the wine of the country, and then take a swell bus ride.
Come on. Let's go over to the Aruña and start, I said.